5 minutes to help you begin your day. Yes, it's time for Moments of Melody again. Here are the words of Dr. R. L. Mixter, professor of zoology of Wheaton College. I quote, "When he follows the creed of his profession, a scientist believes what he does because of the evidence he can find. I became a Christian because I found in myself a need which could be satisfied only by Jesus Christ. I needed forgiveness, and he gave it. I needed companionship, and he was a friend. I needed encouragement, and he provided it. Out of unrest and arrogant pride, Jesus, I came to thee." The Bible tells of this divine person. What has been learned of science has fitted what was revealed in the Holy Scriptures. Especially is this true of that remarkable Son of Man, who was also the Son of God. I am confident that he is the living truth, that anyone putting his confidence in him will not only know the great essentials for this life, but also will have life for all eternity. That was the testimony of Dr. R. L. Mixter, professor of zoology of Wheaton College. The most important time of our program. Here's the testimony of St. Paul as he wrote to the Galatians. "Dear friends, I solemnly swear that the way to heaven which I preach is not based on some mere human whim or dream. For my message comes from no less a person than Jesus Christ himself, who told me what to say. No one else has taught me. You know what I was like when I followed the Jewish religion, how I went after Christians mercilessly, hunting them down and doing my best to get rid of them. I was one of the most religious Jews of my own age in the whole country, and tried as hard as possibly I could to follow all the old traditional rules of my religion. But then something happened. For even before I was born, God had chosen me to be his and called me with kindness and grace to put his Son within me so that I could go to the Gentiles and show them the good news about Jesus." Dr. Mixter said, "I needed forgiveness. He gave it. I needed companionship. He was a friend. I needed encouragement, and he provided it." How can we know the way? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The Lord Jesus has the answer for college professors, for men like St. Paul, for fishermen like St. Peter. He has the answer for everyone.